Welcome to Distract and Disable, program number 19. There's nothing like a little organ to get things going in the right direction. So, this month, we have more Glubanta tapes, which seem to be in endless supply. I keep finding them, and as long as I keep finding them, I'm gonna keep playing them. Seems he was recently spotted in a very ritzy neighborhood in Chicago, Illinois. He'd set up some sort of antenna array where he seemed to be monitoring something. Alas, the report is that he was gone, but he left behind, of course, more tapes, something about Atlantean crystals, a lawn chair, in a real crazy looking copper array. Anyway, without further ado, I think we should get down with some glue.
Thank you. Sun rises over the San Andreas Mountains, light breaks on the desert sands of Upham, New Mexico, home to Spaceport America. New Mexico's plentiful sun, high altitude, and low air traffic make it the ideal location for space-related endeavors. Located 45 miles north of Las Cruces in the Chihuahuan Desert, Spaceport America is the world's first purpose-built commercial spaceport. Designed by URS Corporation and Foster & Partners, Spaceport America organically rises from the desert landscape, using natural earth as a berm. Designed to convey the thrill of space travel while making a minimal impact on the environment, the 100,000-square-foot high-tech steel and glass structure is as distinctive as its mission. The low-lying structure houses an ecologically sound building. Dug into the landscape, it exploits the thermal mass and also buffers the building from the extremes of the New Mexico climate, as well as catching the westerly winds for ventilation. A rolling thin concrete shell acts as a roof with massive windows opening to a stunning view of the runway and spacecraft. Visitors enter the building through a deep channel cut through the earth. The channel's walls form an exhibition area. Before the terminal, external courtyards make use of the desert sun and enhance the opportunity for natural ventilation. The walkway then leads to a gallery level above the hangar and on through to the terminal building. Once inside the spaceport terminal, visitors are treated to a panoramic view of the runway. Natural light floods the terminal via skylights. Families and tour groups can view departure and arrival flights from large lounge areas, the canteen, the clubhouse, or on large screen televisions on the bottom floor. The terminal also features functional areas, like the spacesuit dressing rooms and the operational headquarters. This 3D architectural rendering of the spaceport shows the three main components of the facility. The rolling thin shell concrete roof covers the second story, the terminal. The bottom floor of the facility houses the hangar, which can comfortably house two White Knight II and five Spaceship II aircraft. In addition to its unique shape, the spaceport was also designed to achieve the prestigious LEED Platinum accreditation for meeting the highest green building and performance measures. The sustainable environmental design strategy relies on passive energy for heating and cooling, and photovoltaic and solar panels for electricity and water recycling. The entire facility utilizes the best practices of environmental design. As the world's first purpose-built commercial spaceport, Spaceport America leads the way in groundbreaking, environmentally friendly design. It is certain to become a destination experience for millions around the world and above it.
That was super, Miss Smith. Now let's really get hot.
Yeah!
Let's go below the border for some South American jive.
Yeah.
Okay, kiddies. I mean, very well, ladies. But everyone will have to help.
Okay, Smitty, we're with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Working on both sides, the tibia, bone of the calf. I'm working here with my finger and my thumb on the far side, just kind of going up along the bone, down, along the edge of the bone, the side of the bone there, not on the bone, on the muscle. Up. You could do a circular. Here I'm actually going up both sides of the calf. Okay. And up to the top thigh. Going to work on the sides with the thumbs, going back and forth, alternating your way up. And you're also working the top at the same time with your hands, but focusing on the sides. And on the inside. Also do this move back and forth, ringing movement. And back up and down. Giving a little shake as you go down.
Thank you.
start with this, like this, on the top of the foot. And I'm working along the top with my thumbs and also putting pressure with my fingers on the bottom. So you're working, kind of squeezing, working both sides down between the bones and the feet. Metacarpals down the toe. Both hands, and you're working the bottom of the foot at the same time with my fingers. And then another stroke like this. And over the heels. Here I'm working the inside of the heel with my thumbs, and working a little bit at the same time with the outside with my fingertips, just all around the heel. Instep of the foot here is really important. Here I'm using my whole thumbs all the way down. And from this angle, I start to work the bottom of the foot. And here you can work all along the foot with both thumbs. Circular movements. And I'm working down the instep. In reflexology, this is along the spine, so this is a really important area. Down the middle of the foot. On the top of the foot. Work all over around the toes. Hold the ankle, give it a little stretch. It. Nice stretch. Okay, and then finish it off with some long strokes again. Again, working the top and the bottom at the same time.
hope you enjoyed the show this time. It is, of course, almost time to go. Keep your eyes peeled for glue. And keep listening to WGXC. Keep listening to the Distract and Disable program. And don't forget to visit the Distract and Disable web location, www.distractanddisable.blogspot.com. There's always more. At least that's what I've been told. Until next time, I'm your host, Johnny Farrow.